Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from December the 12th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, to which you ride. And taking a look at Friday's performance, generally speaking, it was a negative one for most of the indices we follow on the video here. Leading the way to the downside was the Russell 2000, down over 1% there. We also saw the Dow and the S&P equal weight down in the negative territory. Many of the U.S. equity indices in negative territory with Friday's action. Leading the way to the upside was gold up 53 basis points. We also saw EFA waking into positive territory, up 6 basis points there. Really not a whole lot of impact for too many of the charts because of Friday's action, though. We did see that chart for gold continuous GC forward slash move back into a column of X's back up to 1800, still looking for that move above 1810, which would not only clear resistance from August, but would move above that bearish resistance line as well, moving gold back into a positive trend. For the S&P 500, not much change, still maintains that sell signal there. Holding support right now at 3920. A reversal back into X's would occur above 3980. Maybe below 3900 would violate that near-term support level. And then we'd still keep an eye on there at support at 3800, the bullish support line. As far as indicators go, following Friday's action, we do see the bullish percent for the NYSE within 1% of potentially reversing down. Currently sits here in that 48% box. Not quite enough to get it to reverse down, but we'll keep an eye on that today as stocks are moving back to sell signals. But again, we want to keep an eye on key support levels. We see the indexes right now, primarily S&P, on a sell signal, but is sitting at support levels. So that's somewhat of an okay scenario. If you see something on a sell signal that's violating key support, a little bit of a different story. But moving on to stocks that we see reporting earnings this week, sort of a wrap up, starting to wrap up earnings season. Oracle is going to be reporting today. ORCL, it's a 4 for 5, ranks 18th out of 144 in that software sector matrix and does have a little bit of yield, just north of 1.5%. Moved back to a sell signal last week, breaking a double bottom here at 79, completing a bullish signal reversal pattern. And at this point, we're keeping on support there at 75 as well. From here, move above 85 with clear resistance that dates back to March and would bring the chart up to levels we haven't seen since January of this year. The next stock we take a look at is going to be Lennar, reporting on Thursday, I believe. No, pardon me, Wednesday. And it's going to be a 2 for 5, currently has been showing some near-term improvement, has returned to a buy signal back in November, but seems to find some resistance here at that $90 level. We still have nice support here at 85 as well as at 83, even at the bullish support line there at 78. A move above 91 would be a second consecutive buy signal and complete that triple top, bringing the chart up to levels we haven't seen since March of this year. And the next one we'd keep an eye out for is Adobe. These are all going to be S&P 500 stocks that are reporting earnings this week. ADBE, it's a 0 for 5 right now. Still trades in a negative trend after moving there in August. At the moment, has shown some near-term rebound, but is trading a little bit sideways over the past month and a half, if you will. Currently sitting at 328 on the chart with support there at 324, and still see support here at 280 as well as at 276. Depending on your exposure, maybe a potential option for a protective put there, but again, you know, depends on your cost basis elsewhere and a variety of other factors. But nonetheless, the next one we'd take a look at, this one reporting on Friday, is going to be Accenture ACN. It's a 3 for 5, or ranks in the top half of that business product sector matrix, has yield just over 1.5%, 3 consecutive buy signals since October, and has now pulled back to support here at 284. Reversal back into X's would occur with a move above 296. A 4th consecutive buy signal would occur at 308. And at this point, we also have support at 260 and 264 with the bullish support line sitting there at 264. The last one also reporting on Friday is going to be Darden Restaurants, DRI. Sits in the top half of the restaurant sector matrix. It's a 5 for 5, or has a yield north of 3%. So if looking for a yield play, there's a potential option for you. It's also shown some near-term improvement, reading off 4 consecutive buy signals, with the most recent being a double top break here at 148. It's now pulled back to here at 142. We'd call that actionable level, and has nice support here at 140 as well as at 138 and the bullish support line there at 136. So maybe one to keep an eye on, as well as it also does have earnings coming up on Friday, and has been one that, again, has shown near-term improvement, and we keep an eye on for further improvement above potential resistance levels here at the 150 level. But as always, If you have any questions about a particular stock you may be looking at, or one that might be reporting earnings this week that we didn't cover that you would just like to get a chart read on, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.